You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise State University will put on its first ever virtual graduation tomorrow. Although students will miss out on that typical rite of passage, they're still doing what they can to celebrate their achievements and prepare for their future. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with three of those graduates, and he shares their story.
And joining us via Zoom are Austin Lamb. His hometown is Fargo, North Dakota. Daniele Moro, hometown Avezzano, Italy. And Emily Pape, hometown Boise, Idaho. Good morning to all of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's go through this. I want to make sure that we have all of this. Emily, according to the record here, I see you will be awarded a Bachelor of Arts in Global Studies and Economics. Yes?
Pretty much. I'll have the Bachelor of Arts in Global Studies with an emphasis in economics.
What's the next step for you?
I've been accepted at a Master of Public Policy program at the University of Chicago. And so all things, you know, calming down, I should be headed there in the fall.
Okay. Austin Lamb, Bachelor of Science in Political Science and Spanish?
That's correct, yep.
And best case scenario for you, where will you be in the fall?
Well, this coming year, I'll be serving here in AmeriCorps in Hayes, Montana, where I will be teaching language arts at an elementary school. And following that, I'll go on to study political theory at Boston College, after which I hope to be a professor. I've been in school up to this point, and I figure I'll keep doing that.
Wow. Daniele Moro, Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
And where might you be in the fall?
I'm really excited to head off to Google in Mountain View, California.
Oh my goodness.
Where I'll be a software engineering doing research in artificial intelligence. So yeah.
First, congratulations. What a major accomplishment in your respective lives. First, can we talk a little bit about what your big dream might have been when you started school and what your big dream is now?
Yeah, so this is Emily. When I started college, I had kind of this vision of still kind of political activity, but very much like the speechwriter, the kind of exciting political campaign operative. And throughout my time in college, that's really evolved from kind of the ins and outs of politics to more kind of the policy side of things, which I kind of envision as working through the system to enact change in all of the scenarios that I see in our world today that really need that change, whether that's healthcare or education or criminal justice. That's really what I'm looking to do.
Wow. Daniele, tell me about your dreams and how it might have evolved while you were in college.
Yeah, so when I started out, I knew that I wanted to use the power of technology and computers to make an impact on the world. And throughout my time, I've really explored, do I want to focus more on the innovation side of things, on the research side of things, or more on the impact and making a product that, you know, hopefully millions of people will use. So I'm really excited because by going to Google and joining this research team, I will be able to have both, right? I'll be able to work on research and innovation that through artificial intelligence that will make hopefully a big difference. But also because of the huge scale of Google will impact many, many lives. So I would say that's my big goal.
Austin?
I think similar to Emily, I came into school with the idea that I would pursue some sort of active political life, be it in politics myself or something behind the scenes. But as I started to work in that, my intern with campaigns and on the Idaho State Senate my freshman year in college, I started to feel my soul evaporating, and I realized that I didn't want to be in this line of work. And the real exciting things about politics were the questions about the human soul that it raises. Wow. That I got to see in a lot of my classes. And I know that my encounter with those ideas was life-changing, and that shifted my path from political life to something in academics.
Wow. I immediately feel so good about tomorrow and the day after that. Or nothing else than the three of you. So tell me, how will you each celebrate?
This is Emily. The plan right now is, I think it'll just be me and my immediate family watching the virtual commencement, maybe popping some champagne something along those lines tomorrow. But in my family, we also have, I have two cousins who are also graduating college this year, one at U of I and one at the University of Utah. And I think one of my uncles is scheming to put together something of a backyard commencement for the three of us sometime later in the summer, which we'll see how that turns out.
Okay. This is Daniele. As you might know, I was born in Italy and my family moved here when I was a kid. So now that my sister is also graduating from high school and I'm graduating from college, I'm looking forward to having a big Italian dinner tomorrow where we'll be eating my mom's famous homemade lasagna and tiramisu. Should be really fun.
This is Austin. I'll just be in the same room that I am in right now celebrating with my family. It's been nice to reconnect with them. Sort of a silver lining about this whole pandemic is to be able to be back in North Dakota and see them. And we have a new baby in the house, which is just a total boon for everyone's spirits. So I'm looking forward to some quality time there.
Austin, could you talk a little bit more about that and what you possibly have learned during this quarantine?
Well, it's kind of a weird parallelism in my family right now, but when my mom was in her senior year of college, she was in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and it was 97, and that town flooded, like basically completely destroyed underwater, and they had to evacuate, and her senior year of college was gone. And so we sort of share that experience now in a way with this pandemic. I mean, the obverse of it is that I'm back here with my family now, which is a good thing. And while a lot of my Boise friendships and my relationships there and my relationships with my family over there got cut short, it just means that I can see another side of the coin and be with people that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise.
Daniele, what have you learned?
For me, I've been surprised by how resilient everyone has been during this period. At first I thought it would be an easy transition in kind of going everything online. But then I've started to realize how much my professors and organizers, how much time they spent into having to transition online so quickly. I recently was a part of the undergraduate research showcase lightning talk, and they did an amazing job with that, where they had to go completely to YouTube Live and these new forms of technology, and everyone went along with it, and it really worked out. I've also been on the flip side of that. Well, I've been working for a few months with some other scholars on creating a national conference for Goldwater scholars, but unfortunately, because of the pandemic, we had to cancel that event. We kind of quickly transitioned to an online webinar format, and I was mostly in charge of the technology there. So it wasn't easy, but it worked out, and everyone was super engaged and helpful. So I want to be optimistic, right? Even though we are in these uncertain times, I think it's still impressive to see how willing everyone is to change and make the most of the situation.
Emily?
Kind of similar to Austin. I was really hoping for some closure kind of in my last year of college with like the friendships I've built and kind of the experiences I've had. But something I've really come to terms with in the past couple weeks is that relationships that are strong enough don't really need those big days. They're built on the small ones. And so I look back and I know that the friendships I've made in college will kind of like, I became really close to this person because of one night when we like hung out and watched an episode of a TV show and then had a really deep discussion. And not being at commencement together physically isn't going to break the relationship that we've built over the past 4 years. But I've also kind of come to terms with the fact that while perspective helps in terms of I'm healthy, my family's healthy, we're very lucky, it's also okay for me to mourn these lost experiences just because they would have been a valuable part of kind of my life story that has now changed.
Well, I don't have to tell the three of you to dream big because it appears as if that indeed is what you continue to do. All I know is that the world will be better because of you. And congratulations to each of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And they are Austin Lamb and Daniele Moro and Emily Pape, the class of 2020. Take care. Be safe.
You stay safe as well.
You as well.
Thank you. You as well.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, interviewing three Boise State seniors preparing to virtually graduate tomorrow. Gives you some hope, doesn't it? Thank you all for joining us and for being a part of Idaho Matters. I want to tell you about something pretty exciting going on tomorrow if you happen to have some time. And I mean, who doesn't, right? Right now. We are excited to be participating in a national call-in show. This is tomorrow in partnership with Iowa Public Radio. Yep, Iowa and Idaho, we're joining forces. It's part of a series called America Amplified: Life, Community, and COVID-19. It is a two-hour special. We will focus on two topics. During the global pandemic, we will be looking at mental health and the food supply chain. I will be co-hosting that. I hope you can join us. That will be from 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow, right here on this station. Happy Friday. Find some joy. We'll see you back here on Monday.